Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Well, each October, State School Land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. Monday, October 21st in Shawnee, the final auction will be for Cleveland, Lincoln, McLean, Oklahoma, and Pottawatomie counties. More details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for 2024 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. Maps and detailed lease information available as well. School land auctions are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Congratulations going out today to Blackjack Legacy Beef. They have won the Oklahoma Best Beef title. Our own Macy Carter was there to get an interview with Katrina Avers, who founded Blackjack Legacy Beef, and Josh Bedell to talk a little bit about how their operation works.
Okay, so our operation's a little bit unique. We are a team of small ranchers that have combined together under a common quality standard so that we can perform and compete at a larger level, but maintain our small farm operations. So that's the story behind Legacy. We have a quality standard. We have a criteria for performance so that we can guarantee our beef quality and consistency.
Well, where are you guys from around Oklahoma?
So we're originally from Yukon, Oklahoma, and we currently run our beef cattle operation in Minco, Oklahoma.
For more information, you can go to blackjackbeef.com. Also, winning the People's Choice Awards, going out to County Line Beef. Congratulations to those folks as well. Our own Stevie White caught up with Alex Morecombe to talk a little bit about their beef.
We're just super impressed with the event and the quality. The people that come out, it's just such a neat deal that they have going on. We were honored to take place last year. We wanted to be part of it again this year. But we just wanted to be part of it, be alongside fellow cattle producers, and get to chat with some people out here today.
Morecombe said she was super honored to be People's Choice Award.
It means so much. Like, it's an incredible honor. It's humbling. Everything that we do, you know, we do with the beef consumer in mind. So it's always wonderful to get positive feedback. Again, this is a unique event because you do get to talk to people, tell them your story, tell them all about your beef, how you raise your animals. So it's a huge honor for us, and it means a lot to us.
All these stories and more you can listen to at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the Department of Agriculture has announced an additional $250 million in automatic payments for distressed direct and guaranteed farm loan borrowers under Section 22006 of the Inflation Reduction Act. With the assistance, more than 4,600 producers across the country will see another product season. That's according to Zach Doshenow, the Farm Service Agency Administrator. Some 4,650 financially distressed farmers who owe money on USDA direct and guaranteed loans will share $250 million in payments from the government. USDA said it's provided roughly $2.4 billion in assistance, including that announced last week to 43,900 distressed borrowers with funding from the 2022 climate, healthcare, and tax law. The new round of money will go to borrowers who did not receive that assistance previously. That's going to be split into about $235 million for delinquent loans and then another $15 million for borrowers with shared appreciation agreements on those guaranteed loans. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that poultry farmers play a vital role in our communities. With every flock raised, you're not only supporting your livelihood, you're enhancing the efficiency and success of our food systems. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.